ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Rolling and Rolling,
Rolling.
More?
9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland Martin talks with Tika Sumpter and Huggin Lowdown.
Well, not Huggin, but Tika.
Oh, just Tika.
No, I'm talking to both of them, but I said fine.
Together?
I was speaking of.
Oh. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom, Sibley, Jay, hope all is well with
what
you.
What up, Roland?
And you had a fabulous Memorial Day. You know, Tom, there used to be a time, man, when tons of folks, especially black folks, just really watched baseball. I mean, you know, Jackie Robinson, you can go Don Newcomb, you can go all these different black ball players. But today, only 8.3% of all black baseball players are African-American. Major League Baseball is focused on that. But also, they play the critical role in civil rights. And on Friday, there's going to be the civil rights game between the Houston Astros and the Baltimore Orioles. And we're chatting right now with Bo Porter. He's a manager of the Astros, one of only three black managers, Tom, in all of Major League Baseball. Bo, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Roland. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So, Tom, you're going to love this here. You may not realize this. There are more than 40 baseball players with $100 million or more contracts. About seven dudes with more than $200 million. Only five or six in the NFL. So, Bo, if you're a black kid out there and you want to be a professional athlete, you may like basketball and football, but the money is on baseball.
Not only that, baseball contracts are guaranteed.
Okay, repeat that for somebody who didn't quite catch that.
I said, not only that, baseball contracts are guaranteed.
Now, and that's something that, because, I mean, obviously, and also, there's no salary cap in baseball.
You know, there is no salary cap, but there's a minor league system. I think one of the biggest issues when it comes to our competition with the other sports is in football, basketball. You know, you get immediate gratification. You're drafted. You're on the team. And Major League Baseball, professional baseball, you're drafted and you go to the minor league. So there is a delay in you joining the big league club and being on center stage. And sometimes that can be a deciding factor with a lot of people. I mean, I had an opportunity to talk to, you know, Russell Wilson in Seattle the other day, who was drafted in baseball. You know, he played minor league baseball for a couple of years, had a, you know, great college football career, ended up drafted in football, and immediately he's a member of the Seattle Seahawks. He's playing NFL football, whereas his baseball career had him in eight ball in the minor league.
And after your career in baseball, you probably won't be physically all messed up like you would be. Like it would be if you played football.
Yeah, men hit in the head.
I'll tell you, I had the opportunity, and I was blessed enough to play, you know, college football and baseball at the University of Iowa. And when you look at the longevity that baseball can provide, you know, with the injury factors that come with football, one would definitely believe that you can have a longer career and a healthier career in baseball than you would be football.
Bo, is there any way to really, I mean, again, 19% of Major League Baseball players in 1986 were black. It's down to 8.3%. How do you turn that around?
Well, one, I think that when you look at what Major League Baseball, you know, has charged, you know, the communities with the RBI program, with the Urban Youth Academies, even with my foundation, you know, we're trying to do everything that we can, you know, to put these facilities back into underprivileged and underserved communities. When you look at the sport of baseball, if you don't have facilities and they're operating in your community, Select Baseball has really, you know, taken over this country. And when I say Select Baseball, it's called travel ball, and it's very costly.
And so those suburban families.
And that's the big thing. The cost really comes in there, doesn't it?
Yes, the cost is a major factor, because you can look at, you know, I was born in Newark, New Jersey, single parent. My mom could not afford to pay $1,500 for me to play, you know, travel baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know,
she could afford a $20 basketball.
Yes, she could afford $20 basketball. Or playing out basketball and you have tennis shoes already and there's a court right down the street.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about superstars, African-American superstars? Because in basketball you have, you know, stars of today, stars of yesterday, African-Americans, people that, you know, who are the biggest stars, African-American stars in Major League Baseball?
Well, when you look today, I mean, obviously, you know, Derek Jeter is probably the face of Major League Baseball when it comes to he's playing shortstop for the New York Yankees. You look at the up-and-coming players. We have one in George Springer here in Houston who is off to a great start to his young career. Mike Trout. You look at, you know, Matt Kemp and C.C. Sabathia. There, I mean, Justin Upton, B.J. Upton. You talk about two brothers that were both number one picks.
They're playing in Atlanta together.
There's a long list, you know, of African American players that are playing Major League Baseball. I think our bigger issue is getting our youth involved in the game at an early age. And that's where these inner city programs and putting the facilities in these cities and getting the kids involved and making it affordable for them to play. Mm.
I think it's worth to note, Roland, that in the state of Texas, the two baseball teams both have African-American managers.
Texas Rangers, Houston Astros, you're right.
Exactly.
And I'm on their bandwagons.
Okay. Sorry about that, Bo.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, no.
Hey, so Tom, yes. The Civil Rights game is in Houston on Friday, Astros versus the Baltimore Orioles, and the luncheon on Friday honors Dr. Maya Angelou, Jim Brown, Berry Gordy, and Robin Roberts will be giving the keynote speech there at Minute Maid Park. So, Bo, keep it up, and man, want to see more brothers sign those $200 million contracts.
Thank you guys so much.
And managers too.
Yes.
All right. And Roland's commentary is brought to you by TV One.